We're all familiar with what it says in Chazal, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Shaila is, how exactly is Torah, the Tavlin, the remedy for the Yetzahara? The Mishnah Berurah says a very big Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that the regular Sugyos Hashas of Halacha is not the Tavlin of the Yetzahara. Learning a sugya doesn't do anything for the Yetzahara. What accomplishes a remedy for the Yetzahara is the Agadata of Shas. The Agadas of Shas is the Musar, is the Yirah Shemayim, is the Midos. That Chelek of Torah, that's the Tavlin of the Yetzahara. But not everyone learns like the Mishnah Berurah, and they learn what Chazal say, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, is every part of Torah. A sugya in Baba Kama, in anywhere that apparently has nothing to do directly with Yetzahara. Nevertheless, that's also a tavlin on the Yetzahara. The question is, what's Taka Pshat? How does just a limud of any sugya affect the hashpa that the Yetzahara has on us? It's possible that we can understand this inyan Alpi, the Mesil Sisharim, that really has shaychus to the Parsha Shashavua. In the Parshiyos of Shmois, Va'era, and Boy, we find many times that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paroi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi, and to demand and request that Klal Yisrael should be able to leave Mitzrayim, Derech Shloshes Yomim Nelech Bamidbar, V'nizbachol Hashem Aleikenu. Even though the real intention obviously was to go out for free forever, but the way that Moshe Rabbeinu said it was, and Hashem told him, was just ask for Derech Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar. And the question is, why did he say that? Why didn't he say the truth? That we're going out for good. Hashem said to go out for good. What's this Derech Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar? So the Pshat could be, I'll pee what it says in the Mishnah, in the Mesil Sesharim. Mesil Sesharim says that the Eitzah of Paroi to keep Bnei Yisrael under his control, which is L'chaira, not Mamish al Piderach Ateva, if there were so many millions and millions of Yidin that were under Paroi's control, and they were just being avodim, no uprising, no rebellion, no escape, and just listening and being avodim. Why didn't anyone do anything about it? Why didn't they wake up and say this is not okay, and organize some type of a revolt, an uprising, an escape? And the Mesil Sesharim explains because they couldn't. Paroi made Bnei Yisrael work so hard and so constant that they weren't able to think about anything. The work was so intense, and it was brainwashing that there was nothing able to think about. The thought of freedom, the thought of revolt, wasn't even something that could come to their minds. They were just so busy survival, keeping up the quotas that they had to do. And Mesil Sesharim explains that's what happened when all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu came and people started thinking, hey, maybe we should, with something more than just an Eved, we should go free. So what did Paroi say? Nirpim atem nirpim. Al kein atem oimrim neilach v'nizbachol Hashem aleikenu. It must be not working hard enough if you're able to even think of that idea. So memel tichper aleim asavoida. And he made them work harder. It wasn't a punishment. It was to increase the burden that these thoughts shouldn't even be able to come into their mind. That was the Ikar Shlita that Paroi had over Bnei Yisrael. They were so deeply entrenched in the Avdus that Chayrus wasn't even a tzad. It wasn't even an option in their minds. So Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and Paroi knew, and that's why Paroi stubbornly refused, that if Bnei Yisrael would go out of Mitzrayim for just a short vacation, 3 days, Nizbachal Hashem Aleikenu, feel what it means to be an Eved Hashem, feel what it means, Kirva Selikim, it's over. Because as soon as Bnei Yisrael would get in touch with themselves and realize that they're not Avodim, so Mamela, the whole control, the whole grip that Paray has would fall away. So that could be the pshat why he only asked. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Cheiras Olam. The 3 days will Mamela bring the Cheiras Olam. The 3 days, the experience of getting in touch with yourself, feeling what it means to be a Yid, would Mamela break them loose from the whole spell, the whole grip that Paray had. That's what I understand from the Mesillas Yesharim. Now, Mesillas Yesharim says this Eitzah of Paray is parallel to the Eitzah of the Yetzirah. Mesillas Yesharim says the main reason why people get stuck and they don't improve and they don't change and they don't do tshuva is because they don't have time to think. They're so busy with different things going on in their lives, in their world, in their families, whatever it might be, that they're just so busy with everything else, they don't have a chance to stop and think. To think what's right and wrong. Is what I'm doing right and wrong? Is my behavior appropriate for who I am? And they're just so busy running in the race that they don't have time to even think about it for a second. And Memela says in Mesillas Yesharim that if a person would stop and think, the change is inevitable. He'll for sure change. And Mamela, the main focus of the Yetzirah is not to give us a chance to think. Because it's Barer that with just a little bit of thought, a little bit of getting in touch with ourselves, the change will happen. People don't want to be bad. People don't want to be inappropriate. Just they're not thinking. They're just moving and moving and moving without thinking. The moment that they have a chance to think properly, things will inevitably change. And that's the main focus of the Yetzahara, Tichbar Aleim Es Avoida. Busy, busy running in the race of life, of busyness, and Mamela not able to think. That's the main focus of the Yetzahara. That's what Mesillas Yesharim says. And I understood from the words of Mesillas Yesharim in Parakei, another Chiddush. That's the Torah Tavlin. The Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, is that idea. The same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that if Bnei Yisrael will go out for 3 days and experience Kirva Selikim, they'll remember who they are. They'll get in touch with themselves. And then they'll break away from this avdus. That's the kfiyas itim of barasi yetzahara barasi Torah Tavlin. When a person is kveya itim, that's what he says is the Torah Tavlin, is the kfiyas of Torah, he breaks out of the race of life that distracts him from thinking. The Torah gets him in touch with his neshama, like the Derech Shleishis Yomim. The Torah puts him in contact with his neshama, and he feels his neshama. He broke loose from the busyness that the Yetzirah applies throughout his life, and he could think for a second. He could understand. Once he's there, he'll automatically start thinking right, wrong, good, bad, appropriate, inappropriate. And because he's in touch with himself, and he broke loose from the spell, from the grip of the Yetzirah. That's the Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So it's lav dafka learning the Agarta and the Musar of Torah. It's any chilek of Torah, fakert. Dafka the sugyas of Shas, where a person is koveya itim, and he gets involved in a sugya, in the shachle v'tariya of a gemara, and it takes over his mind, a svara, a machlekes rashi, toisvis, whatever it might be, and any chilek of the Torah that fills his mind, memela, all of a sudden he's in a different world. He detached himself for that amount of time from the race of the world, And the Mela, the Yetzirah, it's over. The Mela, he could start thinking, and he could start getting back to himself, and understanding what's right and wrong. That's the exact same thing. The Kfiyas Itam L'Toyra, the Baras Yetzirah, Baras Yetzirah, Tavlin, is the same exact thing as the Derech Shalesh Yamim Nelech. That will break the spell of the Yetzirah. That's what it's mashma to me in the Mesil Sasharim, in Perakei. A new pshat in Baras Yetzirah, Baras Yetzirah, Tavlin. And it's just very mechazik that if the whole idea of Torah Tavlin is the detachment while we're learning, we pull ourselves out of the world and we go into this other Olam HaTorah and get in touch with our neshama, how important it is while we're learning L'chol HaPochus to be detached. In the world we're living in, it's such an assayin to be always connected, at least at the time of our Torah. If we want the Torah to have the proper effect of Baras Yetzirah, Baras Torah Tavlin, the Torah has to be done in a way I'm now disconnected, and I'm entering the Olam HaTorah, and then Mitzvah Hashem will break us out of the spell of the Yetzirah, the grip of the Yetzirah, and Mitzvah Hashem with that will be zeicha to Baras Yetzirah, Baras Torah Tavlin.